Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. My name is Emma and I'm here with Michaela. How are you, Michaela?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. It's good to be chatting with you today. We are from the Heart Catholic Women's Ministry and we're all about encouraging women in their faith and in their life. We want to take what we've learnt and what we've heard about our faith and really put that into practice. So this podcast is about talking about how we do that and we're going to do our very best to explain how we do it in our lives. Now, this week on the weekly Heartbeat video series, Rosemary talked about when she went on a trip to Lourdes in France. Now, I've been to France, I haven't been to Lourdes, but Rosemary talked about how she went to this place in France called Lourdes where Mary appeared to Saint Bernadette. And it's an amazing place where you can go and can have a real good time of prayer there. And Rosemary went, and she went at night time, and she went and she lit a candle and said a prayer, particularly about one of her grandchildren. And then Rosemary in this week's Heartbeat talks about how she went on to talk about how why we light candles and what they can mean for us. So we're going to look at that a bit more today and what does that mean. And it made me think about, are there times in my life or when have I lit a candle? And so Michaela, what about you? Have you lit a candle before for church?
Yes, I have. Yeah? It's only been maybe once or twice. I'm definitely not an avid candle lighter, but I can remember the time I did. It was very early converted Michaela. I was at St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney, Australia, and I walked in. They had candles for 50 cents. Now, I was a bit of a rebel, and I actually didn't have 50 cents, but I really wanted to try lighting a candle, so I lit one. Please forgive me, Jesus.
And so you didn't pay?
No, I didn't
pay.
Oh,
you just lit the candle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rebel.
50 cents less for St. Mary's. Sorry, guys. But yeah, it was good. What about you?
Yeah, I would have a bit. I remember being a child and particularly going to Mass and there'd be that section where they light candles. Mm. And to be honest, seeing all the old ladies do it and being like, I want to light a candle. Or the electric ones where you can
push the button. Them on.
Yeah, so I would have. But at that time, I probably didn't think much about what I was doing.
I think I've only ever really done it once seriously with an intention. I can't really remember what the intention is. But I think that that's one of the great things that I felt when I was lighting the candle was that by doing something physical, a tangible like act of prayer, it was almost as if that intention that I'd had as I was lighting the candle, it would kind of keep burning. Mm. Even when I forgot all about what it was or what I was hoping would happen or who I was hoping would be blessed, that it would come to fruition and that God would keep it burning in his heart because it was still going.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I think when Rosemary talked in her video, she said pretty much that kind of thing. She said that the candles are called votive candles, and that it can be a visual representation of the flame of faith in a person's heart. That were the words that she pretty much used. And I think that often, sometimes, well, Rosemary was talking about how sometimes we don't have the words to say to God, but like you were saying there, I think you have an intention in your heart of what you want to pray for, but sometimes you don't have the words to say it. So the candle is like a representation of, like making a physical action, like you said, to say, God, this is what I'm really desiring. Rosemary also talked about how it comes from the word, the Latin word votum, which means vow, promise, a dedication and prayer. And so that really speaks to me, like when we do light a candle, it shows, that vow or that prayer that we're saying to God about a certain thing. I think sometimes it's good to get a reminder why we do some things, because often I know I can go to Mass or like we're talking about light a candle and I forget what that thing is meaning. Like it's just an action I'm doing, but I'm not applying any meaning to it.
Yeah, that's understandable. Going back to the vow thing, like that that kind of struck out to me, because just in my brain, there was kind of this light bulb that went, like, vows are serious. Like, for example, wedding vows, till death do us part. They're like very serious, lifelong sort of commitments. So when I'm thinking, like, God is taking my prayer along with this lighting of the candle as serious as that, that kind of gives you a vote of confidence as well.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about it like that in terms of that serious nature, what you're just saying, but that's very true. I was also thinking further from the candle, like, the reason we're doing it is to say a prayer.
Yeah.
And so what do I do in my prayer time if I'm not lighting a candle? Because there are times I'm praying at home. What do I do in my prayer time to kind of get through those times when I don't have the words?
Yeah.
You know, you get a bit stuck.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is sometimes you go through seasons when you feel like you have a lot to say to God. But in those seasons when you feel like you don't, perhaps that is God kind of signaling to us that he has something to say to us rather than that we have something to say to him. I think oftentimes we think our relationship with God is very like, oh, I need to tell him everything. But I think we forget that God is all-knowing at the same time. Yeah. It's great to share with him, and that's an act of vulnerability and intimacy with him. But also through us listening, I think that's a great way to kind of bring us to the other side, because when he says something to us, that gives us the chance to respond after hearing what he has to say. Mm. So I think that's the first thing that comes to mind. The other thing that comes to mind is sometimes there are emotions and thoughts that we don't particularly have words in the English language to describe. But going back to the fact that God is all-knowing, sometimes it sounds silly, but I'll just be in the shower and I'll have so much going on and I'm like, but I don't know how to express it. And so I sit on the shower floor, I close my eyes, and I just, there's no word really for it, but I just bare my heart. So basically I think in my head, like, I'm just showing this, all of this, whatever it is, to God. God doesn't need the English language.
Yeah.
God speaks every language and also non-existent language. Yeah. And so us showing him something without words, that's nothing that he can't decipher or understand.
I like that. I sometimes find when I pray, like, I like to write my prayers out pretty much word for word, which is good because it keeps me on focus, but it means then there's that emphasis on words, like needing to say something. And sometimes when there's a particular thing in my life that I'm praying for all the time, let's say it's my daughter, I'm praying for her health, and so I'm praying for it all the time, every day almost, every week, I feel like I get stuck, because it's like I'm praying about the same thing, you know. God, would you come here?
How
God,
many
would
time, you bless her? Times can I say the same thing but in a different way
you know? And sometimes I get to the point where I just kind of, like you then, God all-knowing, just have to stop and just, like, pause, try to not say anything, and just go, God, you know that my daughter Hannah needs good health. Would you come and just bless her? And almost just leave it at that, because almost then my emphasis becomes on me trying to think of new things rather than God, this all-knowing God, who loves us so much, goes, hey, Emma, I've got this. Like, you don't have to, you know, think of new ways to tell me. So I try to sometimes, like, just pause and go, okay, God, you've got this. You know what's in my heart, even if I can't entirely express it. You know what's deep down is in me. And then other times I like to, in prayer, listen to worship songs. So finding a song, because people have been gifted with such beautiful ways of writing things that I can't express. And sometimes you hear a song and the words are just, like, perfect. You know, you know, sometimes you get stuck on a song and you just listen to it over and over and over, because it just continues to say what you want to say. So that's particularly, what I like to do. Yeah.
I can think back to times that I was commuting for work, a fairly long drive, up to 2 hours sometimes. And on some of those bus rides, I would listen to the same worship song for literally 2 hours nonstop. Even when I was sleeping, that song was playing over and over. And I think one of the things that I've always wondered, I don't know if it's particularly true or not, I like to imagine that it is, is that maybe at that point in time when God was helping that person write that song, because no one can be inspired without God providing inspiration. Maybe he inspired them thinking that I would need to hear it at that very moment. That's a cool thought for me.
I like that. I think God brings you things at the right times as well. Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes though we can fall into a trap, moving back to talking about candle again.
Yes.
That if I do this action, then God must answer my prayer. Like, you know, I wouldn't want to fall into a trap that, like, if I do this, then it must mean I'm doing the right thing. Like, just always coming with this pure intention of what you're praying about or what you want to say, even if you don't have the full words, just by the pure intention of, God, I'm making this act because I want to show you my vulnerable self. Does that make sense?
I always think, actually, even if I don't have an intention, like, or not always think, but I'm currently thinking, even if I didn't have an intention, if I lit a candle, like, what if the intention was purely just, like, God, I'm thinking of you. God, remember me while I'm thinking of you. And if there is anything that needs to be fulfilled in my life, fulfill it. If there's something that needs to be taken away, take it away. Like, something, I think sometimes simplifying our requests from God and simplifying what, kind of separating what we feel like we deserve from God versus what God knows we deserve. I think that could be something really special as well.
I think that's something really beautiful too. Like,
thank you.
Simplifying. Yeah, no, I love that. Yeah, yeah. This week, if you have prayers that you want to say to God but you don't have the words, why don't you think about maybe lighting a candle, going down to your local parish, or you could light a candle at home as well, and stepping forward and asking God to come into your situation that you're thinking about and just say, God, I'm lighting this candle now and asking that you would come into the situation that I can't express or I don't have words for. God, would you come? Or maybe this week you want to put on a song that you love, a worship song, and listen to those words and just say, hey, God, this is my prayer today because I just don't have the words. We hope really that that would bless you this week in your prayer time.
Worship song of the week.
So earlier in the podcast, we actually spoke about listening to worship music as a means of communicating something to God that we might not have the words for. This week, our worship song of the week is by Hillsong Worship. It's called Awake My Soul from the Awake album. And the lyrics and the verses really speak deeply about how God treasures the faith of his people and sharing a relationship with his children. Whether we have the words to discuss that with him or not, the intimacy that is displayed in the verses written by some of the artists in this song are really, really touching on how important it is to just be present to God. And if we ask him to awaken us to him, that he will come through in that. I hope that through hearing this song, you're encouraged to sing God's praises aloud and step into that treasured relationship with Jesus that he has waiting for you.
So
what?
Okay, this week for So What, which is our scripture segment, we're gonna ask the question, so what does that scripture mean to me? Now, we're looking at Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27, and they say this: likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So what does that scripture mean for us? Well, in light of what we've been talking earlier in our podcast about sometimes going to prayer and not knowing what to say, this scripture gives us such encouragement because it tells us how the Holy Spirit knows the yearnings of our heart. When we don't have the right words, the Holy Spirit knows. It says, with sighs too deep for words, the Holy Spirit knows what's going on inside of us and what we want to say to God. In some of the different translations, it talks about the groanings or the yearnings. And I'm encouraged by this scripture because it lets me know that when I don't have the words, when I'm not sure what to say to God, when I feel, I suppose, almost inadequate to express myself to God, that God, who is this amazing, loving, all-powerful, or knowing God, he knows my heart. He knows what I'm thinking, even when I don't know what I'm thinking. And God just knows the deep inner parts of who we are. So you can be encouraged this week that when you pray, or when you try to pray to God and you just don't have the words, that God knows deep down what you want to say and the desires of your heart. And you can be encouraged that we have a loving God who hears you and he knows you and he loves you very much.
Spotlight.
Each week we like to shed a spotlight on a person or a book or a creative outlet or a movement that really has encouraged us in our faith journey up until now, or really encouraged us even in a small moment in our faith lives. This week I want to talk about a woman named Emily Wilson. Emily Wilson is a Catholic speaker, YouTuber, author and musician who travels around the world sharing her faith through witness and worship at women's conferences, universities and diocesan events across the globe. Her YouTube channel has over 118,000 subscribers and over 10 million views. She makes videos on femininity, faith, dating and marriage, friendship and more, and her videos are watched by women all over the globe. I saw Emily at a youth conference a couple of years ago, and the way that she boldly approached what it meant to be a Catholic woman actively living out her faith truly inspired me and gave me the courage to take on my faith and integrate God into every part of my life. If you would like to know more about Emily's videos or other resources that she has, you can visit mwilsonmusic.com or search Emily Wilson on YouTube for some amazing content.
Okay, that's our podcast for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and we hope that you've just had some time to think about your own life. Like, that's why we want to do this, isn't it, Michaela?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So people think about, what am I doing in my life? How can I take my faith and use it in my everyday? So this week, for the weekly challenge, I'm thinking that our weekly challenge this week should be to go to prayer. And so when you get to those moments that you don't have the words,
yeah,
to think about, what are you going to do? Are you going to listen to a song? Are you going to try and write the words out? Or are you just going to take some time just to actually be silent? Maybe you're going to light a candle. Just have a think this week. What, for your weekly challenge, how are you going to continue in prayer even when you don't have the words to pray?
Amazing. Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying that myself this week.
Yeah, that'll be great. Now, why don't you, if you're on social media, follow us on Facebook or Instagram, like us, share us. That will be amazing. Share it with your friends so they can hear us as well. And we hope that you just have an amazing week, and we look forward to talking with you
next week.
Bye.